Alicia McCann, the Northern Indigenous Health Alliance Outreach Coordinator. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us today. World AIDS Day is happening the first week of December. As a matter of fact, it's December the 1st, as a matter of fact. Next week is also Aboriginal AIDS Awareness Week. What are those days in relation to where you're coming from, so to speak?
Those two dates are very important, I think, that we honor and represent our community, because they are representative of HIV and people who are affected by HIV and AIDS. So I think it's just important to recognize both in the context of actually dedicating a day and a week to them, because the numbers for each are so high and they affect many Canadians and Albertans.
The statistics are staggering, if I'm not mistaken, Alicia, here, but is there some way that we can say that the numbers are encouraging? Because I'm thinking they're starting to be a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, as it were.
Yeah, there sure is. So what Canada is trying to do, I think by 2023 it was, is they're aiming for 90, 90, and 90 for target. So they're aiming for earlier detection. They're aiming for more Canadians on treatment. They're aiming for more awareness to go out there. And this information is coming from CATIE, which is Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C. So I think the numbers are encouraging, because the last time I looked at the targets, we were actually doing quite well. We were almost all the way there to their 90, 90, and 90. So I think it's encouraging that more people are seeking out information, they're accessing treatment. So I think while you said the numbers are staggering, people are starting to become more aware. There's less stigma around HIV and AIDS. So I think it is encouraging to know that as a country and as a province, we're getting there.
We're getting there, but it's still quite a scary proposition, is it not?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, if we're looking at numbers, there are 6 new Canadians infected with HIV every day. And I think a lot of those numbers, too, we truthfully, sometimes we don't know. There were 14% of HIV-positive Canadians that don't know their status. So they're not sure if they're affected by HIV or not. And the only way to know is to test.
Part of the World AIDS Awareness Day, which is coming up December the 1st, Aboriginal AIDS Awareness Week. Are the numbers that much different with Aboriginals as opposed to everybody else?
Yeah, so when we look at where HIV is hitting the hardest, while HIV doesn't discriminate, we do see varying numbers based on both biological risk factors and social determinants of health. Indigenous Canadians are 2.7 times more likely to get HIV than non-Indigenous Canadians. So, I mean, that still is a very high number.
But if I'm not mistaken, even with the Aboriginal community and the Indigenous community, the numbers are still encouraging, are they not?
You know, when it comes to HIV and AIDS awareness, I think for the most part, all of the numbers are encouraging, but there's never a limit to how much information we should be getting out there and encouraging people to access testing. And when we talk about biological risk factors and social determinants of health, I think that's really important to look at that when we're looking at other communities and we're looking at our Indigenous communities, just the barriers to treatment, the barriers to accessing the information. So I like to stick to kind of the positives here, and I think that the numbers, like you mentioned, they are encouraging, but it's still very scary to kind of, I guess, like look at them and do the analyzing of the different areas in Canada, the different people that are affected by HIV.
How can we help?
I think the best way to help, honestly, is to just be breaking the stigma, be open with people, talk about HIV, talk about AIDS, spread awareness, and I think most importantly, get tested. I encourage everyone to get tested. If you have sexual partners, even just one, I mean, getting tested can make all of the difference, honestly, when it comes to HIV. I know people are scared when they hear HIV and they're scared when they hear the term AIDS, but HIV is honestly a very manageable condition if it's caught in time and it's treated. So getting tested is, you know, it's crucial.
You also mentioned hepatitis C could be, I don't want to say lumped into that category, but it's very close related, is it not?
It's related and it isn't. So it's an STBBI, so it's contracted by blood. So when we look at hep C, we also, in comparison to contracting HIV, you can catch it by sharing needles, unsafe tattooing equipment. So again, sharing needles, so drug use. But hep C, yeah, a little bit different category, but it's still, they kind of put them in together under my role here with Outreach.
My guess is here, Alicia, that, you know, today as compared to something like even 5-10 years ago, that light at the end of the tunnel is becoming very much brighter. How do you see it, or how much do you see it if you had a crystal ball maybe 5 years from now?
Well, 5 years from now, I see it getting better. And I say that because we are going to be seeing better access to testing in the very near future. So currently, we don't have at-home testing kits available for HIV, but they are testing them. They have launched in other parts of Canada currently, and they are expecting that we will have them. Well, they were hoping 2020 this month. So they're doing the testing for at-home kits. So people will be able to test for HIV in the comfort of their own homes, and that will eliminate kind of a barrier to testing. So I think once we see those testing kits happening and we're encouraging people to use them, I think we will see, again, a little bit of a light, because we will have more people testing. And as I mentioned, the only way to know your status is to get tested. So I see in the next 5 years that we should be doing quite well, granted that people, again, are busting stigma around HIV and AIDS awareness and just getting tested.
Alicia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.